This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We have some exciting news for you to tell you about, something that's opening up, something you might want to know about because a lot of people's lives have been changed and helped because of this facility and these amazing people. Talking with Nate Mullering again. He's the Executive Vice President of Allendale Treatment and Fort Wayne Recovery, and we're going to tell you something special. First, let me say, hey, Nate, how are things going with you? What good word do you have for us today?
Well, thank you for having me on. Things are going well. We are blessed, and we are really happy to be able to serve this community in Northeast Indiana. So things are going well, and people are getting the help they need, which is spectacular.
Amen. So the last few years you've been doing this, have you noticed a pickup in people coming to you for services? What has that been looking like? Because I know the more we talk about it, the more people feel comfortable getting it and addressing their issues. Have you seen a response?
Yes, there has been a significant increase in people seeking services, which is good because we want people to get help, right?
Yes.
I always say we're trying to put ourselves out of business.
Yes.
We'd love to have to go do something else.
Absolutely.
Because people are so healthy. But unfortunately, we're probably not going to get that accomplished for the next 10 years, you know, so we have a 10-year plan. We're hoping where that's the case. But, you know, we've been servicing this area for the last 6 years, and we've seen an increase in substance use and mental health disorders. And, you know, as we've been treating the substance use, that has led us to realizing that mental health and substance use go hand in hand.
Yes, sir.
So we have a lot of people who are coming to it with co-occurring, but also there's many individuals, especially post-COVID, who have discovered that they have severe anxiety and depression, right?
Yes.
A lot of the isolation set people back. So that was really kind of the thought process for this new facility we're opening up here on June 13th.
Okay, so let's talk about it. What's happening? You've got a ribbon cutting coming up this Thursday. Tell us about that. It's exciting.
Absolutely. So we will be cutting the ribbon. It's called Allendale Behavioral Health.
Okay.
With a focus on mental health, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a 17-bed subacute stabilization program that lasts about 30 days. And so that's going to be taking place, like you said, on June 13th, which is Thursday at 2 p.m. And we will have speakers from Jim Banks' office. We will have a speaker who is the chief of police with Fort Wayne Police Department. We will have some doctors speak.
Right.
Really just people who are in tune with what's happening in the community. And they're going to be kind of laying out why this is so important and why these services are so needed. But we'll also be giving tours of the facility.
Very nice. So you've got to give the location address, please.
It is 454 East DuPont Road, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825.
Okay. That address one more time. Say it again on DuPont Road.
454 East DuPont Road, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And is this open to the public then for people to come by and check it out with your ribbon cutting?
Absolutely it is. Yes, we would love for anyone in the community who's interested to come out. We welcome everyone. We love building relationships. And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on is being locally owned and operated.
Yes.
And being really, you know, community-based in our approach. We like to get members of our community who are struggling back on their feet. We want to see everybody be happy, healthy, restored members of our community.
Amen. Nate, such great work you guys are doing. So proud of you and so thankful for you. And I think this is a place where you can hear a lot about national organizations, but locally, we want to know that there's someone right here that cares, that loves us, that will get us through this difficult time. So, Nate, we're praying for you guys, and we wish you the best. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys as well.
If you want to know anything about what they're doing and about the treatment center, as well as the ribbon cutting and the open house, it's all in my Conversations link right now. We'll have that for you. It's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.